Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. The most common disease globally is an upper respiratory infection. Common cold, flu, and even the most recent COVID infection is included in this category. They account for millions of physician visits each year, affecting all ages and more frequently occurring during spring and fall. Upper respiratory infections are mainly spread by person-to-person contact. Severity of the illness can range from minimal to severe. Milder infections tend to be self-limiting, meaning they resolve on their own. But severe infections last longer, and medical treatments may need to be used to recover. The risk of getting an upper respiratory infection depends on two important factors: personal susceptibility and the exposure to the pathogen. If a person has a strong vitality, they are less likely to be affected by the exposure to viruses, bacteria, and other pathogens. A person's vitality is strongly dependent on how a person lives their life. Factors that negatively affect the susceptibility include poor nutrition habits, not supplying the body with the nutrients it needs to function, decreases immune function, meaning increased risk of infection, a lack of physical activity and time spent outside, a lack of sleep or not getting enough sleep, poor personal hygiene practices. Hand washing decreases the risk. Lack of positive and supportive social relationships. Increase in stress from either physical or emotional sources. The state of one's environment. Seasonal changes and exposure to pollutants, such as chemicals, mold, can increase risk. Medical conditions that affect the respiratory system. Any medication that weakens the immune system, such as steroids and TNF inhibitors for inflammation and chemotherapy. Respiratory infections are typically caused by viruses and have many symptoms. These symptoms are a sore throat, sneezing and runny nose, cough, headache, fatigue, body aches and pains, fever and chills, fast heart rate, and chest discomfort. The goal of therapy is to support and work with the healing power of nature and address the factors causing the disease with individualized treatment strategies. If a person lives a healthy lifestyle and provides their body with the rest and the support it requires, it can resolve on its own within a few days. The following is a list of therapies that can help speed recovery and assist in preventing these infections. It is always advisable to work with a medical professional before engaging in any therapy plan. Lifestyle recommendations are drinking plenty of warm fluids, avoiding sugar, and ensuring a good amount of protein consumption. Soups and herbal teas are wonderful. Allow yourself additional rest and sleep. This is the most important step to recovery. Avoid intensive exercise. It's best to just rest, but walking and stretching are okay. Home care strategies include the use of a humidifier, especially in dry climates, and good personal hygiene practices, such as hand washing, covering coughs, and throwing away used tissues. Natural therapies may include nutrients such as vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin A, NAC, quercetin, and B vitamins. Herbs such as ginger, garlic, thyme, oregano, peppermint, yarrow, mullein, and tea tree oil. Homeopathy. Water therapies such as nasal rinses, steam inhalation, wet socks at night, and contrast showers. traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture, as well as IV therapies. There are many therapies for upper respiratory infections. However, therapies used depend on many factors. It is therefore important to have the guidance of a medical professional to develop an individualized therapy plan to recover. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMF LP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.